This week on Pet Tips, we're going to talk about household toxins and foods to avoid. If your pets are anything like mine, they are always trying to get table scraps or sneak their way into the garbage can. Though many human foods are safe in pets, there are some toxic ones that every pet owner should know about. Grapes and raisins, onion and garlic, which are sometimes found in over-the-counter supplements, chocolate and caffeine, any raw meats, eggs, or bones, sugar-free candies, especially those containing xylitol, avocado, macadamia nuts, and fatty foods such as hot dogs and chips. These foods can cause symptoms ranging from upset stomach to kidney or liver failure. If you think that your pet may have consumed one of these items, be sure to seek medical assistance immediately. Aside from human foods, there are some other common household toxic items that are important to be aware of. Plants such as lilies, poinsettias, rhododendrons, oleander, mushrooms, and tulips can be extremely dangerous even in small quantities. Antifreeze, which has a sweet flavor, will attract dogs and cats to lick it off the garage floor. Birdseed, which frequently spoils, may contain harmful fungus, even in birds. And of course, pesticides like rat, snail, and gopher bait. These can cause internal bleeding, neurological symptoms like tremors and seizures, and are frequently fatal if not treated. The thing to remember about these pesticides is that even if the bait is hidden away from your pet, the rat or gopher that eats the bait may go anywhere. If your pet then eats that rat or gopher, the result is the same as eating the bait directly. It's important to be aware of your household environment and keep anything potentially toxic well out of your pet's reach. Pesticides should always be avoided if possible. This is Dr. Joel Kahn from Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. I'll be back next week with more pet tips. For more information, visit us online at pismobeachvet.com or come see us at 990 Price Street, Pismo Beach. We're open 7 days a week.